And it's like that with God. You come to him with all this self-loathing. You come to him with all this inner turmoil, with all this inexplicable rage that just builds up for no apparent reason, and then it comes out at the most inopportune time when you're ready to punch somebody. And all that time, he loves you so much that he's patient with you. And he takes you, faults and all. And he holds you, faults and all, when you're fighting and struggling to get away from him, when you're punching him and trying to keep him away from you. He's still right there. He didn't leave David alone. He doesn't leave us alone when it's so hard on us, when we're crying out, why am I all by myself? I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, why am I alone? You're not alone. God's being patient with you. That's right. Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. God's patient with us, and it's his patience that is his proof of his love. Love and patience are one and the same, because if you're not compassionate with somebody, then you don't have enough compassion to be patient with them. And you'll find that as you go through life and you build your own patience, you end up in an easier way. You end up in a better place. In a better situation, mental, physical even, emotionally. People who live in stress die early. It's proven. They don't know why. They say it's bad for your heart. But people who have a lot of stress in their life die early. It's a terrible truth. So when you look for patience, when you build that patience, you end up being in a better place in life. Let's turn to Philippians 4:11. It's a couple of books forward. And it's the patience that allows you to move forward. It's the patience that allows you to edify yourself. It's realizing God's patience that allows you to further build your relationship with him. Because if you don't have a relationship with him, and if you just live by rules, then you're not really getting anything out of your relationship other than some holy father figure who's going to spank you if you don't do something right. And that doesn't make for an edifying relationship. 4:11, are we there? I'm sorry, Philippians. Philippians 4:11. It's in there. They didn't take it out of yours. It's just a couple books more. You got it? All right. Actually, let's start with 10. Let's go one up. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. Here we go, 11. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. When you're patient in your life, you learn that your ability to be patient leads to contentment, happiness, peace. Peace, the one thing that every man seeks after. More than money, more than any form of gratification, a man just wants to be at peace. And in your patience, you find contentment. And in your contentment, you find your peace. You build your patience, and you begin to understand that it is with the patience and trust and the relationship that you've developed, knowing that your deity will, for better lack of a better phrase, make everything okay, you'll be content with yourself and be content in your life. It's not just patience that you have and patience that God has with you, but the patience that you have with God that truly allows you to fully realize the potential that you could have in your relationship. Let's do one more thing. Let's go all the way back to Psalms, like we were, and let's see if David finally figured this out. We're going to go Psalms 103. Taking me a sec to find it too.